late June in Fort Lauderdale. Most enjoy the sunshine and waves. In a nearby hotel, the LA Kings front office and scouting department are studying lists of prospects in preparation for the 2015 NHL draft.
At the start of the season, everybody puts a preliminary list together, and then we start working from there. And guys will fall and guys will rise. You know, there'll be some surprises that sneak on.
This year, the Kings will be picking 13th in the first round.
There's a core group of guys that you're adding to, subtracting from. We have a group of four players we think will be there. So we start focusing on those four. Last year, we had a group of three guys, and Kempe was one of the three.
And with our first selection from Modo Sweden, Adrian Kempe.
While the scouting staff finalizes their draft plan, President and General Manager Dean Lombardi and the front office are working on making a splash before the draft even begins.
There's kind of a project there in place where we reach out to every team, and you get a sense of their needs, you get a sense of what they kind of like off our team, what they're doing with their draft picks.
Late Friday evening, the Boston Bruins call.
This one didn't really take place till late last night, I think, a call from Boston discussing Milan Lucic and our interest in him, and it went from there.
In the early discussions, I had talked what pieces they were looking for, and it just happened. It was a first-round pick, a goaltender and a top prospect.
Just hours before the first round, a deal with Boston is not complete. The Kings still have work to do on their current roster.
Getting a call last night on Lucic from Boston and talking overnight, one of Dean's mandatory things was we had to have Toffoli done first.
The front office works a two-year bridge contract for the up-and-coming forward, something that Toffoli could have rejected in a search for more money.
He's got one of the best agencies in the world that represents him, but for a kid to step up and make sure, I understand, there might be more out there. There could be an offer sheet that could make me rich instantly, but I want to be a Los Angeles King, and my job's not done here, and I want to be here for a long time.
With Toffoli signed, the Kings turn their attention to finalizing the trade with Boston.
Milan Lucic, Brian, such a huge part of that Bruins team, but now he's going to the LA Kings.
Big hit from Lucic.
Milan Lucic is a Los Angeles King, but it comes at a steep price. The Kings trade away their first-round pick, backup goaltender Martin Jones, and defensive prospect Colin Miller.
Tough to give up a pick that high because our amateur staff has done such a great job hammering a great player at that pick.
Colin Miller and Martin Jones, I mean, they've had to come in through the system, come through the development, and be in a spot where if they were included in a trade, they get you something in return.
In return, the Kings get a proven winner. Lucic is a player that fits the mentality of the team.
Lucic has scored! He's tied the game!
Dean said there was probably maybe two players in the entire league that might have been available that we would have even considered putting a package like that together, and we got one of them.
And there's Lucic hammering. Lucic crushes him in the corner.
He commands respect. He keeps opponents' heads up, obviously, takes care of his teammates, protects his teammates, but he plays in a top role, and he has finish, too.
The draft ends with the Kings selecting six new prospects to develop and one bruising forward that will immediately impact the Kings' goal of another Stanley Cup in 2016.
We're pretty thrilled that one day that 17 shortly is going to be in Los Angeles pulling the jersey on, and Tyler Toffoli's not going anywhere, okay, so people can put their offer sheets away.